to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here on Thursdays. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency, I'm so happy and so delighted with this than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps, anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always, always coming with an intention to exalt the oneness of existence itself, the oneness of life, the oneness and the communality of all of us who have beating hearts, all of us who are breathing, all of us who are so blessed to be participating in this gift that we refer to as life. And always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. For there is so much that we know. Everyone is always saying there's so much going on, so much going on. But the real thing that is happening is the establishment of the eternal order. That is all there is existence itself. And to know that the earth, as well as all of the planets, all of the realms, all of the heavens, everything exists by virtue of the existence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to experience this gift of life and to come to a point and place where we have a greater understanding, understanding, and resolute standing with the purpose in existence in our using every situation and circumstance towards our greater good, to be in a place where we are truly passionate about our own growth, self-actualization, self-realization, so that we are truly harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and coming to that point and place where we are truly co-creating and creating heaven on earth, as the earth is already in heaven. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we as a humanity of people are being called to rise by the administering intelligences on behalf of the ordering of Mother Earth. That our resurrection is a requisite and a necessity in our being qualified for continuance in existence beyond the earth. Whereas we've been taught to think that our eternal life is something that's going to happen regardless of how well we manage our lives, and we can do everything against ourselves and then inherit the same destiny beyond the earth as if we had done everything in exalting the full life's urge and being harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, and caring to have mastered ourselves. And self-mastery, in terms of our caring to master our thoughts so that we don't allow anything or anybody, any condition, any circumstance, any lust, any passion, anything to control us, to put us in a position where we have become enslaved to our desires, our appetites, or any of the ones. The desire for money, the desire for polished wood, metal, and stone. There are a lot of things that have people enslaved. But the people themselves have to take responsibility for freeing themselves, because it's not something that can be legislated. It's not something that someone else can do for you. It's our remembering that the spirits that dwell in these body temples are greater than anything that man has created. And that the purpose in our being is to really exalt the laws that allow us to function harmoniously so that we're experiencing the peace, living, poised, within the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. to be in a place where it matters to us that we are consciously caring to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent and to bring the best of them out in our lives. So that our lives are filled with joy and happiness and peace and prosperity and truth and light and wisdom and all of the qualities of virtue, of character that are consistent with who we are. As these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, so that we're responding correctly and directly in every now moment, in every situation and circumstance towards that which is the greater good, that which provides and promotes greater peace, greater happiness, greater wholeness, that we have an understanding and understanding that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, that we are here to bring a greater good, to be the blessings, to show up and facilitate the wellness, the wholeness, the healing. That we should know how to cultivate and bring the greatness forward in other beings. But it is not what we've been educated to do. It's not what we've been licensed, certified, and degreed to do. It's something that we have to realize is necessary as a result of being steeped in so much degradation and violation and feelings of unworthiness and undeservedness as these points of this absolute presence, as a result of our having been initiated upon the path of adulteration since we were very young. And to know that being adulterated means that we are no longer functioning in the harmony of the whole, no longer doing that which we were gifted to do as the children of that which you refer to as God. And our understanding that it is in the godliness, it is in our right alignment with life and the purposes of being, it is within our capacity for care and for love and for integrity and conscious responsibility to do that which is in the best interest of ourselves, and knowing that as we are wise enough, clear enough, conscientious enough, to have the depth of desire to aspire towards that which is uplifting and enhancing, enriching, that as we're applying ourselves in this way, we have leverage over all of that which would have us divided within ourselves. Because the methodology of our oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that we do not have the leverage because we are divided within ourselves. And we have been told time and time again that a house divided against itself shall not stand. And so being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide through the methodology of cellular oppression and divisiveness, through the use of all media, misinformation, miseducation, and having been indoctrinated through religious teachings, that one would have to be completely committed to absolute truth to be able to be in it, to get it, and to step beyond it, because 30, 40 years of following the same thought, whether it's going to the same church, dealing with the same minister, dealing with the same whatever, and you still do not understand how to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, is a problem. And those who have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life is. And they never took responsibility to be rightly oriented as to what the purpose of being is based upon the will of existence itself. To have us in a place where we think that nationalism is that which gives us our greater stand in life. But where we're not even acknowledging that life in and of itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, we did not gift ourselves to ourselves. That our lives are the gift that we've been given from that which is the originator, causation, the creator, the designer of life itself, which we refer to as God, and which I refer to as the intelligence of existence, or the cosmic I am, the absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. For our coming into a point and place of real reverence and respect for it as the fullness of all there is, that there is nothing that exists except by virtue of its own intelligence, by virtue of its own presence, by virtue of its own being directly, that we, being in the mindset of realizing that we are always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that it is all pervasive, it fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not, and it is beating our hearts and breathing us, and this is the even playing field that there is, and that we all have access to this absolute and supreme intelligence, and this absolute and supreme intelligence does not need books to communicate with us. But our being mindful enough to know that seeking the truth, asking, knocking, consciously caring to have answers and solutions, consciously caring to be centered from the point and perspective of what do we do with our living? How do we qualify our lives for really being in that place where we are dwelling with a perfect peace and a perfect poise in the presence of the absolute and immune to all of the issues of divisiveness, because there is nothing but wholeness that we are exalting, nothing but wholeness that we are acknowledging, the respect and the reverence, the appreciation and the gratitude for the blessedness of being, the reverence and the appreciation for the divinity of existence with its own uniqueness in everything, in everybody, and to realize that our lives should literally be a celebration of our reverence and appreciation for the gift in being itself. And whatever is going on out there in the world, what is going on within you? Because you have more power and authority in your life than anything or anybody else. And if you have given that power and authority over to the church or to the religions or to the government or your job or whoever, then you can always come to a greater place and a greater point in your own being by taking your power back, by being more conscious and conscientious about what you really want in your life, because to live and have died without ever having truly lived is what the tragedy and the travesty is here. That we have so many ones who live 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, 80 years, and never self-actualize, never realize the divinity of their being, never understood what life was really about in terms of our opportunity to clear ourselves from our karmic debt from previous past lives, to be in a place where we are self-mastering, that we are exalting a full life's urge, we are self-realizing, self-actualizing, being harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are consciously immortalizing while we're on the planet, so that when it come time to leave, we left, we did not die. Thank you. moment of eternity under a world agenda that is depopulation and genocide, where those who have gained so much from the greater numbers of ones, whether it's the Bill Gates or the Oprah Winfrey or whoever, you understand, are now feeling as though they have the right to decide who lives and who dies. They can determine through vaccinations and inoculations programs throughout Africa and India and other places. This is an initiative that is depopulation. We have to be very mindful that this initiative is in full effect, and that the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, all of the sickness, the illness, and the disease that not only our nation is experiencing, but the whole world is experiencing, is by design, and that we have leverage over it when we will remember that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we would be fully committed unto it, fully committed to living in harmony with the laws that govern us. So therefore, we would not feel entitled to be feeding off the carcasses and the flesh of dead beings, those whose lives were snuffed out for commercial purposes, that those who were filled with so much pesticide and herbicide and larvicide and all manners of hormones and antibiotics and whatnot, so that they could be kept alive long enough to be slaughtered and then fed to you all as happy meals. That we have to realize that there is something seriously wrong with the system that is consistently and continuously serving you death as if it's a necessity for your living. To have you thinking that if you're not eating something dead that you cannot be healthy, but then we don't have the examples of really healthy people, spiritually, mentally, emotionally healthy people, from having been fed the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, processed things, degerminated flowers and all of this stuff that your body does not and cannot recognize as food, because your body was not designed by men. Your body was your gift. Your body is literally the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And now is our time to reclaim the right to be rightly aligned with the purposes of existence in our caring to exalt a full life's urge to come to a point and place where we have the desire to do nothing to undermine ourselves as our first line of defense when we are consciously acknowledging that we are under siege. As individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global population. That there is no wholeness when you are divided within yourself. And there is no peace that you can have when you are at war with anything or anybody. And there is only more dis-ease that you will experience when you are at war with anything and some things. Because everything is a gift from the intelligence of existence itself, everyone. And it is not for us as a humanity of people to be killing ourselves. That is not what we're here to do. To feel entitled to be taking the lives of other ones, to feel as though God has given us dominion so we have the right to not just dominate, but usurp, violate, bastardize, castrate, murder, desensitize, and then create all of this devastation, and then think that you have the right to be continued in existence, and then be in a place where you feel like you can prosper, when there is no prosperity, where you are so impoverished in your care, and so impoverished in your love, and so impoverished in your spirit that you don't even have the eyes to see the divinity of life itself and the care to exalt it. And so we have to get beyond what it is that people are aspiring towards. Some people just want to be physically fit. And so they get out and run and jump and do all of these things to be physically fit and still feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, trying to be physically fit. Doing that which is really not healthy. And our coming to a point and place where we go beyond and transcend what we have been shown as health in terms of the absence of physical signs of disease, but to realize that real health has to be about right alignment in the spirit directly, that real health is about your wholeness spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, which would allow you to really experience the abundance of life that would financially be beneficial to you also. So in this now moment, we can transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good, provided that we are willing to be transformed. From feeling the right to be wrong and sinful in our humanness, to understanding the divinity of existence, and to be human is to be divine. And that our diets, or that which is our nutritional regimen, has been dictated to us by virtue of what we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as absolute and supreme intelligences, as light beings, as light bearers. And it's very difficult to be the bearers of light, to be able to hold the light of your intelligence upon a thing and come to know it when you are not consciously caring to do that which is truly in your best interest in terms of what you are consuming on a daily basis, day in and day out, over decades. Not making the connection that that which is truly vitalizing for you is going to be that which allows you to extract that which is light, that which is mineral, that which is true substance from what it is you're consuming. And because the body is 80% water, which is hydrogen and oxygen, then we have to have highly nutritionally dense water-based foods that are fruit and vegetation in order to truly function optimally. And so there are those who think that being physically fit is the same as optimum cellular functioning, and it is not. And there are those who think that they can take all manners of supplementation and still feed off the flesh of dead animals and all of this thing and be physically healthy, and it is not. And that you can come away from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh into a strictly what they refer to as a vegan diet and be healthy, and it is not necessarily the case, where you are not understanding the need to really cleanse your whole body temple of the decades of nitrates, pesticides, herbicides, and all of the chemicals that were in the stuff that they were feeding you and the stuff that you chose to eat. And so if we cannot control our diets, we cannot control our appetites, we cannot control our urges, then we have no control over ourselves, and other ones will control us. And so the greatest degrees of our liberation will come when we really care to walk in the truth of our divinity, where we care to be caring, we care to be loving, we care to be forgiving, we care to be self-mastering, we care to be co-creators in this life to create a greater way. and to have a greater influence and impact on the hearts and the minds and the lives and the souls of those that we come in contact with. To be in a place and space where it matters to us how we stand. It matters to us how we live. It matters to us how we communicate and impact and affect other ones. It matters how we honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. It matters that we care to honor and glorify those who sacrificed and were sacrificed so that we have a greater access to ourselves. And to understand that vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God is the greatest political consciousness possible. And it is not the tenets of democracy or nationalism or religion that we should be exalting. It is just the pure love, reverence, and respect for being. And being purely loving, caring, respectful, honorable in life, to all life, that gives us the greatest degrees of leverage in a system, a global initiative that has already condemned the majority of those who participate with it and those who will not and are not caring to be rightly aligned with the purposes in being. And in light of all of that, there are no initiatives, no plans, no plots, no schemes that can triumph and be victorious over the will of existence, the laws of existence, the establishment of the eternal, and the eternal government. And so our greatest degree of leverage comes when we align ourselves with that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, in respecting the rights of all to have the rights to their lives, and our caring to exalt a full life's urge and do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves on behalf of the whole of existence itself, the wholeness and restoration of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the restoration, reorientation, realignment of humanity, all hues of people, so that we are all rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, being the blessings we are. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned consistently over time, and I am always in prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more insight, more of all of that which you require in order to be fully committed to walking in the fullness of the one that you truly are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to really check for ourselves, to come to a point and place where we realize that just because things are the way that they are, and they have been for a long time does not mean that we should not be progressing. And they're those ones who feel as though because these things and situations and circumstances and governments and policies and people have been doing the same things consistently over time, and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease, the subjugation, domination, violation of other beings, and all of this, that this is the way we're supposed to be doing things. And where we are now, we see the impact and effect of what we have been doing consistently over time upon ourselves, our bodies, of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures. And our coming to a point where it matters to us that we are caring to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that impacts and affects everybody, regardless of whether they are conscious or conscientious of it or not. And so I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our salvation, and our deliverance, so that we are caring to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent. To know that humanity should be in progression, and that where we realize that we are not doing things the way they should be done towards the greater good of everything and everybody, we should have wisdom enough and care enough and love enough to care to change, to meet the requisites and the prerequisites for our being realigned and reoriented in the truths of who we are, what we are, why we are, is serving life itself, for there are no ones who have been authorized by the law of existence, the intelligence of existence, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, or the path of prosperity. We're in a now moment that requires us to know that each generation should become more dynamic than the last. And those of us who are in maturity, those of us who have teenagers and young ones who are childbearing ages, that we must do that which is ours to do to ensure that our youth, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren are being rightly oriented, so that they are not working against themselves. And wisdom would have us apply ourselves to that which allows us to truly be harmonized within the intelligence of existence, knowing that all beings are intelligences of existence, and everything loves its life enough to do nothing to undermine itself. And that we, as a humanity of people, are authorized by the intelligence of existence to function as intelligences, to understand that where we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to feel as though we are entitled to be inebriated, intoxicated, to be in a place where we are ignoring the light that is everywhere present, and that we are serving the agendas of those who do not have the best interests of anybody and everybody at heart, then we need to correct ourselves. And the correction comes easily when we have a wholehearted desire to be correct, and to know that whatever degree of wealth and richness and prosperity that we would care to have, that it comes most easily when we care to be correct. And correctness is about right alignment with the laws that govern life, where we are truly participating consciously and conscientiously, caringly, with the laws of existence that govern us, and to know that there are laws, and that the earth is in flotation and rotation by law, the sun is beaming by law, that all of existence is ordered by law, and that we have the greatest opportunities to right the wrongs, to reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues when we are consciously caring to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern us. And lawful living starts with our desire to be well, to be correct, to be upright, to be righteous. And righteousness is not about being holier than thou per se, or thinking that we are better than other ones. Righteousness is about the care to be upstanding and outstanding, to consciously care to represent the lineages that we represent in the integrity of our divinity and our authenticity, to be in a place and space where we are knowing that we should not be functioning as houses divided against ourselves, but that we care to bring honor to our families and not shame, that we care to invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent in acknowledging that there is greatness from the lineages that we represent, that we have inherited through our heritage, our DNA, and to understand that our being under a global initiative that is genocide, where the food has become the tool of oppression and the weapons of mass destruction are the alcohol, tobacco, sugar, pharmaceuticals, the pesticides, the herbicides, and whatnot that are so prevalent upon the food that goes to feed the animals, and that the animals are being slaughtered, mistreated, violated so that their carcasses can be fed to you all as food. Our coming to a point and place where we realize that those ones whose businesses these are not committed to the upliftment of a fallen humanity or humankind. These ones whose businesses these are committed to profit, to the detriment of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth and all of her creatures, that we are in a place where we have the opportunity to participate in the exaltation and the restoration, the reorientation of humanity and humankind every day by virtue of how we are aligning ourselves with the laws that govern us, how we are choosing life, consciously exalting life, consciously caring to radiate and reflect the virtues of character that are consistent with who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, knowing that to be supremely present as absolute and supreme intelligences means that we have a virtue of character and we have a real care to be in love with the laws that govern us. Because we have so many ones who exalt the name of God or the presence of God or the reality of God, and those who try to deny that there is that which is God that exists. But to make it real plain, let's just say that God literally is the order of life itself, that God is really the laws that govern life itself, that God is the causation and intelligence that has designed everything perfectly, that maintains and sustains all that is by virtue of its own presence and intelligence. And so we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has designed us perfectly to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth. And to know that our purpose in being on the planet is for the purpose of exalting life, perpetuating life, loving life, living life, honoring life, reverencing and worshiping life, and respecting the right of other ones to have the right to their lives. That it's not rocket science. It is about the mutual respect of all humanity, humankind, and all creatures and beings, because everything exists by virtue of the intelligence of existence, and everything exists with the intent to complement and balance and exalt the oneness of existence itself. And so we have not been authorized to function outside of the order of existence itself. And that is not the purpose of anybody or any race or any nation of people. Everybody is here to serve life, quiet as it may be kept. And to know that life in and of itself is divine, and that our being upon a planet that is in space, spinning, orbiting with such precision, that our failure to acknowledge the divinity of existence itself and to really appreciate the reality that we are existing amongst that which is pure divinity, then it undermines the quality of life that we live, because it undermines how we're oriented, our perception and our perspective. So that when we think and when we continue to say things like we dwell in the belly of the beast, or we acknowledge men and what men have made and the governments and the artificial lines of separation and demarcation as borders and all of that, to think that that triumphs over God's will and the oneness of existence, then we are not able to live in the fullness of what is available to us, because we're not holding the highest thought or dwelling in the highest light. And we have access to it. And it is our time to really exalt it, by exalting a full life's urge, coming to a point and place where you love your life so much that you will do nothing to undermine yourself, that you love life so much that you do nothing to support the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination of other beings, and you refuse to feed off of their carcasses. And to come to a point and place where we realize that our health, our wellness, our mental acuity, our creativity, our sanity, it's all influenced by what we're consuming, what is coming into our systems, what is becoming a part of our bloodstream. Because our spirits are charged upon the blood, and because we are under an initiative that is depopulation and genocide, then it matters that we are able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. And if we were not under siege, then we would not be in the midst of such a plethora and pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that is affecting and impacting everybody's families. From the high blood pressure to the diabetes to the lupus, now the autism, that we have diseases that are rampant amongst us that we did not have 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And as a result of how much more genetic modification is taking place, then we can anticipate more issues until we come to that place and space where mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, we will not undermine ourselves spiritually or physically. And because we are in such a blessed place where we are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the labor and the sacrifices and the intelligence and the epiphanies and realizations and revelations of so many ones, that we have access to absolutely everything that we could possibly need in order to reverse any issues that may have begun to crystallize in our tissues, and that we are able to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, that is all there is as existence itself. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as we are consciously breathing it in, it is beating our hearts and breathing us. It enlivens us. It has constituted us as living spirits by virtue of its own presence and its absolute and supreme wisdom and intelligence. And it did not design us to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavor, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, white sugar, and all of this garbage that puts us in position where we run to the doctors and allow ourselves to be doped up on all of these pharmaceuticals. And so as we remember that there were those ones who were on a world-conquering rampage to understand that the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that we are immersed in is the evidence of that agenda still being in full effect. That it is beyond just the abortion rate. It's beyond just the amount of cancer and the war on drugs and the incarceration. It is the degradation, the violation, the stupefaction, the inebriation, the intoxication, and the violation of all beings directly. But the failure of the institutions of education and religion and socialization and culture to exalt us as the divine beings that we should be functioning as. So that now womanhood has been so degraded that we are not taking responsibility for setting the precedent for the health and the wellness of our lineages, which is what we're here to do. As the perpetuator of lineages of people, it is the right of women as mothers to know how to feed, to nourish, to facilitate the cleansing, and to understand how we function so that we are restored as the real healers of ourselves, our children, our families, and our communities. That it is womanhood that has to be exalted so that we are able to get the leverage over all of the surgeries and the appendectomies and the tonsillectomies and the mastectomies and the hysterectomies and all of this, them cutting our body parts and using our tissues and for research and whatnot. We're in a now moment where we really have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate with the Dr. Frankensteins. And know that God's way is the right way. It is the correct way. It is the only way to have leverage over a people who have lost their minds. Over a people who feel entitled to undermine you, to decide who lives and who dies, to put you in a position where you're out of alignment with your direct line of light, with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and you are no longer under the auspices of your soul, to understand that in our now moment, this has to become what we are intensely intentional about in terms of our restoration, our realignment, to be a restored people so that we are able to walk in the fullness of who we are, what we are, to know why we are, and to be fulfilling purpose as destiny, as living intelligences, that we do nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves, our children, or our loved ones, that we are not participating with a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry, in militarism, in drunkenness, in perversion, in all of the things that people are making so much money doing. But the issue is that losing the rights to be continued in existence as a result of being so far out of alignment with the purpose of being And where you have a people who no longer are attuned to the reality that there is inherent purpose in being, then you are dealing with the people who are completely expendable because there is no purpose for their being when they do not understand or care to be realigned, to seek, to ask, to be restored in the purposes of existence. For self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. We should be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are doing everything that we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the pesticides, the herbicides, the hormones, the larvicides, and all of the chemicals that we are under assault at the cellular level with, so that we are reversing any issues that have already started crystallizing in our tissues. And to know that this is the thing that really gives us so much more opportunity to live much fuller lives, more creative, more dynamic, to be able to really activate our genetic inheritance, our DNA, so that we are able to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent, and to know that there is greatness in the lineages that we represent. And to care, to honor, glorify, and be attuned to the greatness that is inherent within us. There are no systems, no institutions, nothing that man has created that gives us a greater opportunity or glory than being realigned with the purposes of existence, the intelligence of existence, and aligning ourselves truly so that we are vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Our having an understanding and an understanding with the laws that govern us puts us in a place where we don't rejoice in our right to be wrong. That we won't get caught up in marching for rights or having someone else to confer rights upon us when we follow them in the wrongness, in the lawlessness. Or that we believe that those who are lawless are the authority of your life and that they have more power in your life than you do. They do not. And so coming to a point and place where it matters to you to be in the intelligence of yourself, coming to a point and place where you care to live fully, that you are not here just taking up space and eating yourself to death and drinking yourself to death and screwing yourself to death and being in a place where you feel all right with dying. When we are already in the realm of eternity, we should not be dying at all. That living in the light of absolute truth, living in the love of absolute law, dwelling in the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, allows us to be participating with our immortalization while we are on the planet. Deprogramming from the belief that we die from something, that death is the natural culmination, finality, destiny, and fate of this life. but being in that mindset where we are so grateful and so thankful, so appreciative, and so delighted to have the opportunity to be dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, knowing that it is beating our hearts, it is breathing us, it has gifted us so much of itself, and it in and of itself does not die. And so the transition that we should be making from the planet is not a transition through death. It is a graduation from the class of Earth residency, where we have the opportunity to be continued in existence from the levels at which we've graduated, with the grades that we received, and all of those characters and virtues that we are graded on in terms of how closely we approximated our godliness, our goddesshood, our godhood, our divinity, our obedience and obeyance into the laws that govern, our caring to do the inner work of hydrating, oxygenating, mineralizing, facilitating the elimination, and doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time to the glory of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. We are being called to rise. We are being called to our resurrection. We are being called to the oneness of existence itself, and all beings and all creatures, and Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and all countries and all races and all hues of people are the evidence of the divinity of existence itself. And cosmic conformity is the multiplicity of diversity that we see. That all cultures have their music, they have their dance, they have their celebrations, and all are being called to rise. And they say old habits die hard, but the exaltation of life is duty, obligation, and responsibility. To really be in that place and space where it matters to us to do that which is truly in our own best interest, so that we are ensuring the continuation of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and where all of the people are experiencing greater sickness, illness, and disease as a result of adopting fast foods and sugar and all of these things that put us in a place and space where we are doing worse as opposed to exalting a full life's urge and coming to that place where we're better than we've ever been. We're in a now moment where we have to take responsibility for doing that which is ours to do, because if we don't do it for ourselves, know that it will not get done. You are the God or the goddess that dwells in that temple, and our temples are under siege. And now is our time to reclaim our divinity, to reclaim our rights, to be realigned, to appreciate the opportunity to be corrected and made whole, and to be about it on a daily due diligence. We're in a now moment that requires us to do that which is ours to do in facilitating our resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.